If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ben Franklin said, "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I learn." That's the message for today's episode. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris, on this Motivation Monday. And that Ben Franklin quote points to mentorship. We're going to be talking about mentors today and how vital they are and how important it is to pick one course of action. We'll talk about that. But first, today's episode is brought to you by ClearBank. Listen to this. It's amazing. I love when people just disrupt an entire industry. So ClearBank is changing the way that entrepreneurs raise money with equity-free capital. The founders were on Shark Tank, and which is a Canadian version of Shark Tank, Canada's Dragon Den. And they saw how many companies were willing to say, hey, you know, take 10% of my company just for giving me some money in the marketing budget. That's ridiculous. They said there has to be a better way. So ClearBank believes that founders shouldn't give up a piece of their company to fund marketing and inventory expenses. ClearBank makes equity-free investments from $10,000 up to $10 million and can get you a term sheet in less than 20 minutes. They charge a small flat fee for the capital and you pay them back using a win-win rev share. And this is not a loan. So there's no interest rate, no fixed maturation date, no personal guarantees, no credit checks, no financial covenants. ClearBank has relationships with marketing agencies, e-commerce professionals, venture capitalists, accountants, and more, giving you the true unfair advantage in the market. ClearBank invested over $150 million in 2018 and is on track to invest over $1 billion this year. Amazing. Think about some of these companies like Latote, Buffy, just to name a few, Public Goods, there's a few more. So if you're doing over $10,000 a month in revenue, you can find out how you can receive ClearBank capital by getting your 20-minute term sheet at clearbank.com/investing. That's clear, B-A-N-C, there's no K, ClearBank, B-A-N-C.com/investing. That's ClearBank. Stop pitching, get back to doing what you love, growing your business. So on this Motivation Monday, I wanted to talk about mentors because I had a chance to spend some time talking with one of our Financial Freedom Academy members this week at financialfreedomacademy.com. And he's a great student in the academy. He's highly active. He now owns 5 rental properties and is doing fantastic. He's become just a really fantastic beacon of light for other people on this path. And one thing stood out to me that he said, and it really resonated with me, and I wanted to share it here on the show about mentorship, because it's something I've long believed in, but something that maybe I didn't articulate here on the show before. First of all, the power of having a mentor, incredibly important. But something he said was around the idea that so many people pick multiple mentors. They take multiple courses of action. And when he joined our Financial Freedom Academy and when he came in and, you know, started watching our YouTube channel, he said, you know what? I'm going to follow this course of action to success. I'm not going to go with 5 other things, shiny object syndrome, go 5 different ways. He said, I'm going to follow one course of action to success, one mentor, one level of guidance. But something he really said stood out to me. He said, you know, the problem is if you follow many mentors, you follow many different courses of action, they all may be successful people, but they're all going to have 5 different ways of doing it. And some of it might contradict each other. And that's the nugget. That's what I wanted to talk about today. So it is incredibly important to have mentors. You cannot do this on your own. We do not live in a vacuum. You need guidance. I still seek guidance. I mean, look, yes, I've been very successful. However, I still seek the guidance of experts who've done more than I have. You never stop learning. The moment you think you're done learning is the moment you fail. That's the ego getting in the way. If you think you know it all, if you sit there with your arms crossed and think you know it all, that's the ego. I always say, and I tweeted this the other day, be very careful, be leery of the people that sit in a room and cross their arms and don't ask questions, because those are know-it-alls. And know-it-alls are simply trying to protect their ego. The person that asks a lot of questions is the person that's curious, is the person that will be successful. They've been able to humble themselves. So when I meet, you know, mentors today, I still ask tons of questions because it's an opportunity to learn. And I've never met a mentor who was not willing to share the insights with someone who asked questions. And here's a little secret about mentors, right? They love to talk about themselves and their journey. So if they meet someone who is very curious and has a lot of questions, that's going to be the best day possible. They're going to go home at the end of the day and say, you know, that John who asked all those questions, yeah, that was great. You know, and I feel good. So mentors like talking about their journey. They like talking about their experiences, not in a bragging kind of way. But be curious, ask those questions. But I loved his point about following one course because you get these overlapping tendencies, and that's fine. So what you'll find is that when you're starting on this journey, you're going to be seeking out mentors. Maybe it's a YouTube channel. Maybe it's, you know, this podcast. We give you all the tools right here on this show to take action. Matt, you could listen to this show, but then you could go listen to five other shows. They're going to have different courses of action. So for instance, we focus on buy and hold real estate on this show, right? Single family properties. That's what we love to do. That's how we've been able to achieve financial success. And I say that all the time. This is not for everybody. If you want to buy 100 unit apartment complexes, this is not the show for you. There are other people who teach that. I don't own any 100 unit apartment complexes. That takes a boatload of money, a lot of partnerships, and a lot of time. That's not what I do. So if you're studying here on this channel and you're learning and you're implementing the things that I teach you, follow that until you achieve success. We've helped hundreds of people buy their first rental properties at our company. We know what we're doing. But if you have another idea, you want to invest in mobile home parks, you want to invest in gold and silver, you want to buy precious artwork, you want to buy other performing assets, maybe commercial buildings that has a hair, you know, that have a hair salon and some office space. I don't do that. So seek that out, something that speaks to you. But my point is that when you find a mentor, then go all in. Start studying and stay with that mentor until you achieve success. Because if you start to waver and go off in a new direction, that's not the failure of the mentor. That's yours. That's on you. So when you're seeking a mentor, it's important that you find a mentor that provides information and knowledge, like our Benjamin Franklin quote. What he says is, tell me and I forget, teach me and I may remember, involve me and I will learn. So in this show, we teach you about our failures and we're involving you in our mistakes. We're trying to help you avoid some of the same pitfalls that we've made in our investing journey, also guiding you and involving you in that process. Mentors can see where we need to improve, where we often cannot. So I want you to humble yourself in the face of mentors. If you choose a mentor and you think you know it all, you don't. I love something that George Lucas had said one time. Mentors have a way of seeing more of our faults than we would like. It's the only way we grow. Mentors have a way of seeing more of our faults than we would like. It's the only way we grow. And that's brutally honest, right? Because if you're downplaying weaknesses, these are areas that may come back to haunt you later. And that's where a mentor can be brutally honest with you. Think of it as like constructive criticism. But we also need to be motivated. And that's also what a good mentor should be able to do, to stimulate our personal and professional growth, be able to stimulate that. So finding someone who can lift you up. You know, I'm a very big advocate of no negativity here on our channel. And the same thing with our YouTube channel, with our Morris Invest YouTube channel. If you read the comment threads on our YouTube channel, it's positive people taking positive action. There's no negativity there. You know, occasionally someone will disagree with my point, which is fine. I invite that disagreement. Like, hey, I disagree with your take on this or whatever. That's fine. That's a healthy discussion. But people aren't bringing other people down. And the same thing in our Financial Freedom Academy. You know, we have a private Facebook group for our Freedom Academy, and the hundreds of people that are in there, it's amazing to watch other people lifting each other up inside that academy. There's no negativity. So you need to find a mentor that will lift you up and stimulate. If someone's trying to tear you down, that's not the kind of mentor you need, okay? Because it's hard enough getting started. We need that encouragement. They need to keep us going in that way, inspirational entrepreneurs. You know, like Oprah Winfrey once said, a mentor is someone who allows you to see the hope inside yourself. And that's true of many of the people that we've helped on this journey. There was always a little spark, but it just needed to be, you know, it needed to be ignited, right? It needed to go bigger. And you wouldn't have come to this show. You wouldn't have come to our channel. You wouldn't have started on this journey if there wasn't that little spark there. There was something that guided you here. You've already taken those first steps. And at the end of the day, mentors are disciplinarians. They have to create boundaries that we can't set for ourselves. And so that's incredibly important right now, what I'm saying to you. You've got to set that boundary. So if you're going to start buying up single-family rental properties, which I believe is the number one way to build wealth, if that's the journey you're going to take, then you need to set those boundaries. You need to make that your focus, and you need to move in that direction. The shiny object syndrome that I was telling you about from my discussion with one of our academy members, he was saying, you know, that's where the shiny object syndrome comes in, because you can start going off in these other directions, listening to other mentors who may have done it differently, and then that's a road to ruin. It's an incredibly powerful message, and I wanted to share that with you today. So I want you to find a mentor, stick with that mentor, and follow it until you achieve success. Hey, I hope it's me. I would love that for that to be the case. That would be great. Or this channel, this show. But I want you to find something that speaks to you in that way on this journey to success. Got it? Great. Go ahead and book a call with our team if you would like to take action and start to, you know, build that rental portfolio out for yourself. We've added in non-recourse financing. So financing built in to our rental properties. Plus, on our new construction, we've already done cost segregation analysis, which costs thousands of dollars and takes many, many months to do. We've already done that ahead of time for our properties. So if you book a call with us today, we will get you one of those. And one of the first things we'll ask you when you get on the phone with us is about your why. What is it about real estate investing that speaks to you, and where do you want to go in your journey? So book a call with us today. Just go to morrisinvest.com, click on the schedule a call button. We'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes and work to start to get to know you a little bit on this journey to financial freedom. So that's it for today, everyone. Go out there, also find a mentor, and stick to one course of action. Now, go out there and take action and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you back here on Wednesday, everyone. Much love to all of you.